This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Maryland and Grand Canyon later on today, first round of the NCAA tournament. West Region, they're out in Seattle. We'll have the call of the game right here at 4:35, pregame at 4, but we'll have lots of action all day long. So if you're in your car and you're not watching games and you're out and about, keep it here on the Team 980 today. Coverage of day two of round one of the NCAA tournament starts at 11 a.m. The games start at 12:15 or whatever. So, yesterday was press conference day for the Friday games. Kevin Willard took the opportunity when asked about rumors swirling about a potential job opening. There is a job opening at Villanova, and perhaps the interest that Villanova has in Kevin Willard being their next basketball coach. He took the opportunity to not only address that, but talk about the current situation at Maryland with the athletic director, Damon Evans, and himself.
I want to ask about the basketball, too.
Okay.
But, you know, obviously your name has come up as a candidate for various positions because Maryland has done so well this year. Have you felt compelled to address any of that with your team at all about your future at Maryland?
Yeah, I've addressed it with them directly. I'll say this. Damon and I talked on Sunday night right before Selection Sunday. He gave me a term sheet right before Selection Sunday. I really wasn't focused on it. Been focused on this team and this. Damon's talked to my agent. I talked to Damon this morning at length about where we are. Obviously, it's difficult right now because I think we know his situation. He's probably going to SMU, so it's kind of tough to negotiate with somebody that's maybe not here. But I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done, because I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship. But there's things that need to change. Sit there and say, okay, wait a second. For us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years. So that's first and foremost. I also have to make a fundamental change where I can do the things that I want to do with my program. You know, I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive. So there's fundamental things I'm fighting for my team and my program. It's not so much about me. It seems to, I want to make sure that whatever we do going forward, we're successful. It's a little difficult right now, I'm not going to lie. But I'm confident that no matter who we're negotiating with at the end of the day, this program is going to be in a great spot. And that's really my focus, is this tournament, this team, and this program.
Kevin Willard yesterday, 2.5 minutes on the state of the program. He could have easily just said, yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to answer that. We've got a game to play tomorrow. I think a lot of people would have. Look, college athletics has gotten sideways, and we've seen a lot of shenanigans this time of year in recent years. Will Wade's coaching McNeese State. I understand it's McNeese State, and he's taken a job at NC State. But you got a portal that opens on Monday, and you got the tournament just underway. I mean, the sport is messed up. Seven ways to Sunday in terms of the calendar. But he could have easily just said, yeah, I appreciate the question. We are dialed in on Grand Canyon tomorrow, so I'll take any questions on that. But he didn't. And I don't want to say and use the description he went, you know, scorched earth or he was ruthless, but there was a bit of extreme there because what he did, if you're not following along, is he showed his athletic director the door and said, see ya, and helped him out the door. He announced his athletic director leaving to go to SMU. That's actually the craziest part of it. I know there's been a lot of discussion about the Christmas thing in New York. They beat the hell out of Syracuse on a Sunday. It was December 21st. They wanted to stay for an extra night, go see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Plaza, hang out with the team, and they were told you can't do that. That is small time, just so everybody understands. You know, at a big program that is supposedly a big-time basketball program, staying an extra night in New York to give your team, by the way, there's no class. You know, they've already taken their finals. They're on vacation. To spend an extra night is not typically a big deal, but it is at Maryland, apparently. So, I'll start with this. The reporting on this, Jeff Ehrman's covered the team for years. InsideMDSports.com. Jeff has covered Maryland basketball and Maryland football, Maryland athletics, but primarily basketball and football for years. And yesterday, his reporting was that Damon Evans is, you know, a candidate and will likely leave to become the new athletic director at SMU. He also reported that Kevin Willard told his team that he's staying. Now, you know, what else are you going to tell your team the day before a big game? You know, you don't want distractions. Now, keep in mind, the team he has, Julian Reese is leaving. You know, he's graduating. He has no eligibility left. Derek Queen's going to be a lottery pick in the draft. Selton Miguel has no eligibility left. The two key players are Jacoby Gillespie and Rodney Rice, both of whom need to be re-recruited and given big contracts, big money to stay at Maryland. You know, that would be a huge keep. If they could keep Rice and Gillespie, you're talking about, you know, next year, one of the best, if not the best backcourt, one of the best backcourts in the Big Ten, if not the best backcourt in the Big Ten. And it would be a great foundation for an opportunity to have another big year. No Reese, no Queen, understood. But there's a lot out there that a Gillespie and a Rice returning, you'd be able to attract the pieces. And if you get them right, because this is now not about recruiting freshmen as much as it is about recruiting the portal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, that's the reporting. Jeff Ehrman, AD is going, coach is coming back. I'll tell you, me personally, in listening to Kevin sort of air everything out yesterday, I think, you know, my first reaction was, and I've known a lot about what's been going on with the athletic director for a while in terms of, you know, not just the possibility of him leaving, but also just the difficulties that now multiple basketball coaches have had with not just the athletic director, but the entire athletic department office, or a portion of it anyway. There was a real bad relationship between Mark Turgeon and Damon Evans. And I'm not so sure that this relationship currently is so much better. Probably it's not worse. It'd be hard for it to be worse. But Damon Evans has a football background, is more of a football guy. And you heard the frustration from Kevin Willard. You know, rev share, NIL, not there for basketball. Maryland is not and has not done well with NIL. The rev share stuff, the $20 million that goes to each team, you know, the majority of it's always going to go to football in a conference like the Big Ten. But they want more. Maryland is a school in which basketball, for its fan base, for its alums, I guess for the students, is more important than football. It just is. It's weird. There are only, you know, a half dozen, maybe 10, of the Power Four schools in the country where basketball is more important than football, but that's clearly the case at Maryland, has always been the case at Maryland, and it still is. And look, Maryland basketball has struggled as well. They haven't gotten the results in March for a long period of time now. We've seen dwindling crowds from where they were at the height of Gary and even some of Turge's years, where you had seasons that were sold out, where they were ranked in the top five in the country going into seasons, where they sold out the entire season. That happened two or three times. But Kevin Willard just had a great year. He had a great year, and it felt like there was a lot of, you know, momentum in the Maryland basketball program that you'd want to continue. What's kind of ironic about all of this is that so many of the fans, just 2 months ago, Denton, 2.5 months ago, he can't win any games on the road. He can't win any close games. What are we doing here? He's got to go. And now those same people, or certainly some of them, are like, if he leaves, the program's over. But I felt, Kevin, in that rant yesterday and understood where it was coming from. Maryland can be small time, man. It can be. Just at times with multiple athletic directors over a period of time, it has felt at times not as big as it should be. You know, it not as big as the revenue they're pulling in from the conference they're in. And I don't know what will happen with Kevin Willard. I think it will be a positive if the athletic department gets completely reshaped. With new people, not just a new AD, but just new people in general, with more of an emphasis on the basketball program. And I think what he laid out there are things that he needs to see. Now, how serious is Villanova about Kevin Willard? I can't answer that. You know, Denton, the coaches are kind of running out here, right? Ryan Odom's going to UVA, we think, right? I mean, who else is out there that Villanova would go after?
I mean, I think I told you this earlier this week. You know, Jay Wright, you know, he's on TV right now, just hanging out, having a good time.
Jay Wright is essentially, you know, he's the godfather of that program. He is, he's going to be significantly involved in the decision.
Oh, yeah, he's probably going to be what Gary is like at Maryland. We're still very much around, but not
maybe even
to
more like Big John was at Georgetown.
Another good comparison. Well, he'll get a say, I think, but I don't think I can't imagine that he's going to step away from doing TV. It feels like the
easiest job. He's not going to step away from. He's not coming back. He doesn't want this job in this sport right now. But I think that he likes Kevin Willard. And I think that Willard is, in many ways, you know, he is a Jersey, New York, Big East guy. At Seton Hall, it was a basketball school because they don't have football. Villanova is a basketball school. We talked about this yesterday on the show, or 2 days ago, whenever it was. And, you know, Maryland, the Maryland advantage isn't what the Maryland advantage used to be, which is, you know, fertile recruiting ground, lots of tradition, great, you know, arena, great fan base, the whole thing. The ACC, TV, their advantage now is there is all of that that goes along with it. But they're in a stable conference in the Big Ten. The Big East, I mean, you're reading stories last night and this morning about the Big East and the ACC merging, you know, as a possibility. So you don't know what the future of the Big East is, but Villanova has two things that Maryland doesn't have right now. They have lots of money, and it's all for basketball. Maryland's getting lots and lots of money because of their affiliation with the Big Ten, but much of it, the majority of it, is for football. So we'll see what happens. I personally feel the same way, and it's not because I'm a homer, and I am a homer when it comes to Maryland basketball. You know, I am that, but I will be critical if I have to. I was a fan, as many of you know, of Mark Turgeon as a basketball coach, as a person. And I am a fan of Kevin Willard as a basketball coach and as a person. I don't want Maryland to lose Kevin Willard. I think Willard, you know, is perfect for Maryland. The issue is whether or not Maryland is perfect for him. And they've got to start thinking about things differently. And, you know, people in the higher-ups have to start hiring the right people, because it seems like it's been some time since the athletic department and its coaches have been on the same page. Certainly seems like it's been a while since that's been the case. In fact, I can't remember the last time, because certainly Debbie was awfully bright and competent, but she didn't get along with Gary. And then Kevin Anderson, no comment. And now Damon Evans for all of these years. They got to figure it out. Meantime, there's a game today. And I kind of like them today. Come out firing. I've got smell test picks. Denton and I will talk about the games we're looking forward to watching today more than any other. Debo Samuel spoke yesterday, so we got a lot more coming up. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.